Digital.
Go-Go. San Diego. Channel 933. Here's Rincon. Pay your bills. Details online. Channel 933.com.
Black dress with...
on your Tuesday morning, and Gina, I imagine it's going to be another hot one.
Yes, high 70s by the beach, high 80s, low 90s inland, depending where you're at.
Woo!
Yes, hot.
The heat made my trip yesterday to the Department of Motor Vehicles even that much more sweet. I need to, honestly, joking aside, give everyone a heads up. The DMV was crazier yesterday than I've ever seen it in any city I've ever lived in at any time of my life. I think they're closed on most Fridays now.
Yeah.
And I think they may have cut back on the staff. The people there are very nice, I have to say, because they give me crap when I go in there. Why do you always say bad things about the DMV on the air? It's like, I'm not saying anything bad about the people. People are nice. But it's unarguably a rough place to be, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've had a long line in the DMV before, but it was nothing like I saw yesterday. It took me 20 minutes just to park my car.
Whoa.
I was circling the parking lot for 20 minutes just to park my car. The line was out the door.
Mm-hmm.
People were sitting on the ground. There was not a free chair in the place. When I walked in, you know when you walk in, you have to go to the initial line?
Yeah.
Because I didn't have an appointment, and I think that's my point here. Make an appointment for sure.
Yeah.
So you have to go to that first line, and then they give you your clipboard and your paperwork, and then you go wait forever and wait for your bingo number to come up. Well, when I got there, it said, the wait at this DMV is 59 minutes. You're going to be here for 59 minutes. And I've had a 59-minute wait.
Mm-hmm.
I get halfway through the line. The wait is now 1 hour, 27 minutes. By the time I got to the front of the line, that line's not that long. By the time I got to the front of the line, the wait was 1 hour, 39 minutes.
Wow.
Just in the time it took me to get from the back to the front of that initial line. I've never seen it like that. I mean, people sitting on the floor. And it's, I just try to smile and distract myself because mm-hmm. I really believe emotions are contagious, and everybody there is mad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But
so how long did you end up waiting total?
I don't even know. I got on my phone. I distracted myself. But it for sure was a long day. And then, if you didn't hear the story yesterday, I had desperately needed to get new tags for my car.
Mm-hmm.
And so I come out, and the parking lot's even worse than it was when I went in. But I'm still the guy that I'm going to put on my tags right now because I'm not going to get pulled over. So I'm sitting there with my sticker trying to line it up, and people are looking at me like, really, dude? Really?
And then you look at them, really? I just wait an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's your turn now, pal.
Yeah.
But I got through that, and then I ran some other errands. I learned something interesting about Costco yesterday.
What?
Do you go to Costco?
Uh-huh.
This is a little tiny thing. I just didn't know you can do it. I was in line, and the dude in front of me is getting his groceries checked out, and he goes ahead and he orders up a couple of hot dogs and a slice of pizza.
Whoa.
Out of the line. You can apparently do that, and then they just give you a little piece of paper, and you walk right up to the... You know how there's kind of a window on the inside
yeah.
of the Costco that faces the kitchen? Go pick up your food and go. You don't have to wait an extra food line.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've been going there forever, and I rarely get food there, but if I ever do, now that's how I'm going to roll.
My boyfriend gets food there when we're in line, but he goes, he goes outside and waits in another line and gets it, or he'll go before I finish, checking out or whatever, so we don't have to wait.
I've just helped your boyfriend.
Yes.
He can skip that line every time he's at the Costco. There, you can buy their unbaked pizzas. They're basically, back mm-hmm. in the... And they're about as good of an unbaked pizza as you can get. It's the same pizza you buy at the little stand.
Mm-hmm.
$10 or something.
Yeah, in the freezer section,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in the back.
Cool.
But you probably already knew that. You didn't know you can order from the line.
Did you go yesterday during the day?
Yeah.
They have so many good samples during the day, during the week.
Yes.
Usually when I go during the day, there are so many samples for some reason. I think it's because it's a lot of older people shopping all the time. Mm. They really want to get them. But these older people, like grandparents, they really take the sample and like, okay, I'm going to buy this or
yeah,
not. And start asking questions. Yeah. So I think that's why they're catering to them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going around just eating all the samples.
That's the difference. Because I'm more like a marathon runner. I just grab it as I come by and start shoving it into my
yeah.
mouth.
Uh-huh.
I might be a few bites in before I'm like, oh, this is salad I'm eating.
Yeah.
This is chicken salad.